Jai Jagat, beloved Earth family. This is the end of the third day in this walk for the Earth family, and we started at the place for sustainable living, doing great grounded practices from yoga to meditation again in the sky deck. It was beautiful, sunny day. And we were also gifted by Sister Veronica, who was recovering from her sugar levels in her blood, but was very kind to handmade this little pouch with cedar, then gifted to us in the middle of the mural that they painted in the intersection of their neighborhood, as a way to remember and to honor that it's possible that we can transform the way that we interact in our neighborhood, that beautiful mural. And then we start walking towards the in the shore of Berkeley, where she walked with us for the next 45 minutes. So it was really sweet to have her with us. And she said, instead of taking the bus, she was taking the sun, she said, and bless us all that time. We headed to the West Berkeley Shell Mound, sacred place of our Ohlone people, who are Ohlone relatives. And to our surprise, when we got there, instead of seeing the beautiful big mural in that, what is still now a parking lot, we saw all these black stains. People have been erasing that mural. And what came to heart mine was that no amount of disrespect can erase our roots full of light. And so we stayed there for a little bit and offered some prayers and silence and love. And then Sister Erin felt strong that was the place where we needed to offer some seed balls of tobacco. And so that's what we did. We spread some seed balls around with more prayer too. And it was a great experience that led us to continue to walk to the Gill track, but in between we visited Anne Marie and Birgitta, wanted to pick up their son, their 1-year-old son, Iver. So we went to that little school, and of course in between we're still connecting with folks around that were really excited about the Earth flag and connected with sweet people and kids, like 1-year-olds that were stunned also by the Earth flag. We give us little ones, and from there we walked to the Gill tract, where we were really happy to see Sister Loa, that she's part also of the Segurite Land Trust, working on that little patch over there, Queen Squiggy. We support them too, planted some California poppies and get some weeds out of there, and connected with people in the garden, that in the medicinal garden with Richard and Effie, that later came, and we meditated there, and it was a great encounter to be in that, honoring what was a satyagraha 7 years ago, and knowing that that place could be replicated in so many ways. That also inspired us to remember that it is possible, despite the Sprout Fakes Farmers Market that is on the other side, and that we couldn't protect the land at that point. We were joined by Tyler and by Muna and a brother, Josh, that they met on the road. And they joined a meditation, and actually Tyler and I, we were part of that satyagraha to protect the the land that we couldn't protect it on the side. But that led us to go and have an impromptu dinner where Anne-Marie and Birju hosted us. And it was such a exquisite experience at all levels to have a circle there with them and late at night, and but also dinner. And so it all feels as this is really shaping and remembering that we are one Earth family. More tomorrow. Love you all.